Hey, there's Stefan. I see Stefan.
Wow, he's slow. He's not lagging.
I'm not lagging.
Hello and welcome to Them Talking Through the Intro. To episode 207. How dare you guys talk through the intro?
Maybe you should mute this.
It's a lot of extra steps. I'm not doing it. I'm lazy. Oh, Stefan lagged out. Oh, he's back. Hello and welcome to everybody.
I like to fade in and out of existence.
Hello and welcome everybody to episode 207 of the Immaterial Gamers Podcast. Isn't 208 4 years?
Didn't we just do three?
Or was it 206? I don't even know. I think it was 206. I don't even know.
I don't know anymore. Too many things. Too many numbers. You just like almost dying.
208 weeks in 4 years. So next episode is technically 4 years of streaming
the podcast.
No, 4 years of the podcast being played every week.
Week.
Every week.
Except holidays.
Even holidays.
It's more like a recording, but... Well,
usually on the big holidays, it's a recording,
yeah,
yes.
You're right.
Terry's doing the next one of the podcasts on his birthday.
No, I'm out of that one. I don't care. I'll sit out.
You're doing it.
You're doing it. You'll be hosting that one. I'll make you host it, because it's your birthday, too.
But there's a thing. I won't be in it. I even have my computer to host it.
Is he lagging for you too, Darius, or is it just me?
To me, you're lagging.
I think the issue is with the Discord itself, to be honest.
You're not lagging to me. I don't know.
Wow.
You haven't lagged to me yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. Yet. Well, anyways, how's your week been, everybody? Darius, it's been a while since you've been in a podcast. How have you been?
I've been good, busy with life and shit and life.
Life?
Get that heat.
What heat? You guys don't know what heat is.
You go away.
Well, heat is here, but it will be worse, much worse.
On Tuesday. Soon.
Yeah, it will be.
I'm happy. I'm off work Tuesday.
Lucky you. Actually, we're going to have some pretty good heat on Tuesday, too.
Lucky you.
Hey, Darius, is your job class as an office job?
Yes, technically, yes.
Does it have good air conditioning?
No.
Okay, if the temperature reaches over a certain thing, I'll look up the temperature for you. You can technically walk out and still get paid.
I know.
Unfortunately, the program I'm using to check the weather doesn't say what the humidity feels like right now. So
over here, it doesn't really do humidity.
We get the temperature and then what it actually feels like, which is humidity or.
We just get what it feels like.
Yeah.
Breeze, basically, and that'll be it.
Yeah, breeze or humidity.
If we get the app for BBC, it'll give you what it feels like, the humidity levels, the pollen levels, it gives you everything like that. But
yeah,
the actual news itself will just go, here's your pollen count, this is how warm it's going to be, have fun.
Well, most of ours gives us temperature and then what it feels like, basically either wind chill or humidity temperature. So in the summer, it's usually higher. It feels higher than it is what the temperature is. So like if it's 20 degrees, it'll be like 25 degrees. It feels like 25. But it also tells us the wind, the direction, humidity, how far you can see, your pressure, your dew point.
We don't get a lot of that. Not to my knowledge, anyway.
Well, that's because our visibility is across your whole country, usually. We're used to be.
Visibility? Our visibility, we're lucky if we can see Manchester Town Centre from where I live.
Especially with all the smog.
And it's only literally about 20-minute drive away, not even that.
Well, all I know is that Canada's getting, like,
it's very
wrecked.
Very close, right, yeah.
Canada's getting wrecked with tornadoes lately, I don't know. We've had 4 deadly tornadoes this year.
That's because you keep letting Sapphire out.
Yeah. Luckily, we've only had one in my area. But yeah, so what have you guys been up to? What have you been up to, Darius?
Up to no good.
Up to no good. What did we just do, Darius? You should talk about that a little bit. How did that go for you?
I've done nothing. That wasn't me.
It was you. We just did it.
Well, first time we did had like our D&D session, online D&D session with, what, 4 of us?
Yep. It was me, Duncan, and Dee as players, and you running the Dungeon Master.
Game Masters, yeah, Dungeon Master side. Which was... I would say overall it went well. Okay, I give it out. The ending was a little bit rushed.
Yeah, we were running out of time.
But I didn't. Yeah, but we were over the time.
We went quite a bit over. Yeah.
To, you know, take any more time of yours, so I just had to squeeze what story I had prepared into like a few sentence surprise. Bolt of lightning, basically.
Yeah. Hey, it worked. And we'll pick it up next week. Hopefully we'll have a few more people there.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. If we can get to the structure more often doing it, so then...
Next Sunday.
We always get
back. Starting around 8 o'clock, yeah. I'm not there.
No, it should be starting...
I don't know. Again, planning at 5 UK in time, I suppose.
Okay, I think it is my network that's being bad. Maybe it's OBS or Discord. But I'm not sure. I seem to be having...
Heat wave. Blame the heat.
Yeah, I'll blame the heat wave.
Blame the heat.
Oh, well.
Everyone blames the heat.
Is every country having a heat wave?
I wouldn't say everywhere, like, it's impossible for everywhere to have a heat wave, but...
Is everywhere having a heat wave that's in summer, and everywhere else is just having a cold?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I mean, like, it does... The heat wave can travel across the globe, so one day you have in UK, and then it's moving to Europe, or vice versa, it's in the
Europe. Yeah, usually it's going from...
And then the next few days it's...
Usually it goes from west to east, usually. Like, it starts in the west and works its way east.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the general direction that it moves, but...
We tend to get a lot of stuff from the south.
Well, yeah, it still moves north and south, but, like, if you monitor over a long period of time, it generally moves from west to east. Mm-hmm. We get some stuff coming from the north, we get some stuff coming from the south, but usually it's... Everything comes from the west and keeps working its way further and further east. But yeah, weather's crazy right now for everybody.
Everything is crazy right now.
Welcome to the world of global warming, everybody. But yeah, so how did you think your first day went with your streamed D&D?
Mine was okay for myself. I don't know every single rule here. I still don't know a lot because, come on, I've not been doing it for a very long time. If you count it, if I was doing it in the past, but not as to the extent. And having you guys with more experience, I do lack in your expertise sometimes.
Yeah, well, when it comes to D&D, like, a lot of the times, like, sometimes you get that DM that knows everything. But there's so many little rules and stuff like that that barely ever come into play that, yeah, it's nice to have people that are like, wait a minute, this is supposed to happen in this situation or something like that.
To be honest, I'm just like, if you have your character, I do expect you know your character the best.
Yeah.
And then I will just will take it for granted whatever you're basically telling me is
you,
true.
You just heard it.
And then
you
I
could
just,
tell him anything, he'll believe
I will,
it.
I get, if I get hit, I heal for twice the amount of damage that I take. That's how my character works. That's why I was always at full health that fight, or that game. Well, not always. When I got into the bar fight, which actually turned out quite well, I did pretty good in that bar fight. I'll give it that. I made a deal with the...
Yeah, well...
With, yeah, I don't think you were there for that part,
was,
Steph.
Was...
Basically,
so
I made a deal with...
Started, and then I was there when you were fighting rats. That was it.
Yeah. Well, basically, I'll just give you a quick rundown on what happened there. Is we had no money, and we had already spent a night or two. I think it was just one night so far. And
yeah.
We were drinking, and we didn't have any money to pay for the room. We didn't have any money to pay for the drinks. So the tavern keeper basically said, I want you to leave. I said, well, we could, if you have any work, we could do some work. And he was like, no, I want gold. I was like, okay, well, how about if I fight your bouncer, and if I win, you reduce our price by half. I'll fight him with my fists, and he'll fight me with his club. So he had a weapon, and I had my fists. And I almost won. Almost won. But...
Almost. Yeah, well, to be honest, I think you were, like, a one good hit off.
Yeah. I had him...
Knocking him down.
I almost had him, but his club got me at the end.
Almost is not good enough.
Hey, seeing as I only have 9 health, and I did, like, close to 20 damage to him before he did 9 to me, and he had a weapon, I think I did pretty good. Especially because I was using my fist.
This isn't good enough. You just killed him. You're a rogue.
Well, then shit happened.
Yep, and then... Yeah, I don't want to get into the whole thing. You can watch the stream and see what happened. But yeah, that was a fun day. Trying to find a window. What have you been up to, Stefan?
I've not really done that much apart from TFT and playing Pixel Man. I've not really done much else.
Pixel.
Yeah, we're playing Pixel Man.
Yeah, I started hosting a server.
I live alone. I'm a hermit.
And you're also fading out of existence.
Yeah, I like doing that.
You need a light right in your face.
Minecraft character. I'm just becoming one with him.
You are becoming the Minecraft character in your back.
It'll be on, and it'll be my character and my lips moving. That'd be it.
That'd be pretty funny if you were just a little higher up. There you go. Yeah, so for me, I actually tried a new game. It was the free game on Epic the other day.
Ooh.
And let me find out what it was called, because I can't actually remember. It's called Automat Chef. Basically...
Oh, that's what you were playing yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I was wondering what that was.
Basically, it's... Actually, sorry, it wasn't recently that it was on. It was on sale a while back. Probably about a month ago. But it's made by Team 17. And you guys will know some games made by Team 17. Yeah, you do. We're doing the rest of the podcast like this. Yeah, you do. You guys have played Worms.
Name a game that I know that they did.
Worms.
Nope, never heard of it.
Bullshit. I see that smirk. Yeah, they're the creators of the game, the Worms games, which is what instantly intrigued me enough to look to see what the game was about. And then I seen it was sort of up my wheelhouse, with like It's basically a tile game where you place tiles to produce food. So it's a robotic chef, basically. So you place conveyors down to move parts, like the parts of your... Oh.
He's alive again!
And he is back. Or maybe he's not
alive. I'm back. I'm just working on figuring out why my OBS or my Discord just died.
All right. Having some troubles.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. All right.
I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah.
Terry and Stefan swap places.
No, it's better.
No, what? I'm looking at
it. It just took its time to get. One second. I had to open my camera. It prioritizes cameras over names. So until I opened my camera, it wasn't good. Anyways, so like I said, it was. You place tiles down with conveyors that move the parts of, like, say, hamburgers or hot dogs or whatever the recipe is for that restaurant. And you make dispensers to dispense those parts. Certain parts have to be processed or cooked or whatever. And then you use arms and stuff to move them around as well, like robotic arms, like in a car factory. And basically the game has money as a currency. So you have to keep your cost of all your machines and stuff under a certain amount for your restaurant. You have to keep your electricity costs down while the restaurant is running. So you have these machines that detect the orders, and they can turn machines on and off depending on whether there's orders coming in and stuff like that. And then the other one is, I know there's a space limitation, but there's one more thing that I'm pretty sure, I can't remember what the other part was now. But yeah, basically you get 3 stars for efficiency. So the more efficient your factory is, the better. So if you waste food, you're inefficient. Oh, sorry, that's the third one. Yeah. How many pieces of food are wasted? So, like, a sandwich takes 2 slices of bread and whatever goes in the middle. If you produce, like, 1 slice of bread and the stuff for the food, then you'll try to produce another slice of bread for the next sandwich. It will take that second slice of bread as the first one and basically waste all the sandwich food for the first one, or for the second one, because it's still trying to complete the first order. So basically, you have to make sure that your factory is dispensing the right amount of food and the right amount of parts for the food. And it's kind of up my wheelhouse, but it's only single player, so that's the only downside for me, is I like to play multiplayer games.
Downside means I get to watch. I like watch.
But I've also gone back into RimWorld. Started making a...
Again, another game I can sit there and watch.
I like RimWorld, actually. It's a fun game. Kind of annoying and difficult at times. But I started out on a world where I had one guy and a cleaning robot and a hauling robot just to help out. But you need power to get those running. So basically I scrambled to just get a little bit of power production. And by power production, I mean 1 wind turbine. Didn't even have the research for batteries, so basically the wind turbine would just charge the robots, and sometimes it would take a long time to get them recharged because there wouldn't be wind at the time. But eventually I got a second person, which allowed me to start researching, because the person that I started with couldn't do research, which was my biggest limitation. And it took me quite a while to get my second person, but now I have a population of 4, and I'm doing quite well.
They're named after me.
Well, one's named after Stefan, one's named after Ryan, and one's named after D. And then the fourth one is just named after whatever they were named. Because I don't want to name one after me, because if it dies, I'll cry. I don't want to cry.
Even my reason.
So, Darius, have you played any games? I know you said you've been pretty busy, but have you played anything?
I've been playing a little bit of Diablo Immortal.
Okay.
Still have not finished the story. I'm level 30s or something close. I think story-wise, I'm like halfway through to it. So I'm hoping to finish it off very, very soon.
Is it like the other Diablos?
Sorry? Anyone?
Go ahead, Steph.
Are you playing it on your phone or...?
No, on PC. I basically... I have the same account on my phone and on the PC. But most of the times I'm using just the PC because it's much more convenient to use these.
And what I was asking, is it like the other Diablos where after you've beat it the first time, you have to go through different acts and replay the whole story again?
Not sure because I have not beat it.
I believe however, it's mentions in it, yes.
However, I think it's more like once you beat it, then you have the access to raids.
Okay, so it's more like an MMO kind of thing then.
Yes. And then you need your party of your friends.
Yeah.
So you can explore the more difficult dungeons. And then you're getting a loot. And then you can, once you get better loot, you can add some awesome gems into it. And you can either farm 1,000 hours for one gem, or you can spend few quid to get it.
Yeah, it's turning into... That's the way the world's turning now, is it's pay to... Everything can be pay to win now. And even before, like... I guess they kind of had to do it that way, because... Look at World of Warcraft. You could either... grind for hours and hours and hours doing your dailies just to get some money, or you could find a gold seller and spend some money to a random website that you don't trust to buy some gold that's most likely been stolen from somebody else. But or why don't the company themselves just say, hey, if you want to buy, send your money our way, at least we're going to benefit rather than some third party hacker that's...
At least you know you're gonna get it.
Yeah. So it makes a lot more sense, because the people are gonna... There's people out there that don't want to spend the time or don't have the time, but they still want to get to some of that end game stuff. Yeah. But then again, there's some people that'll just spend way too much money and not even get to enjoy the game, because they'll just buy everything they need. But it's all up to them. It's their game, so let them do what they want to do, right?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I don't. I would prefer the game to cost, let's say, 10 quid, £10 or something like that, and then have the access to the most of the features of the game, not to later on, hey, grind or pay.
Yeah.
I know they're making more money this way, but...
Yeah, well, like I said, that's
fair.
I think that's our old school way of games, because before you used to buy the game outright and you have access to everything. Yeah. You just have to earn some of, like, you have to get to the end of the game still, but you have to earn your way there. Whereas now, you don't pay for the game up front, they make you pay later on, basically.
An exclusive DLC,
Well, certain DLCs, I don't care about DLCs. Like, if they want to make the game free and then pay for a DLC to unlock that whole section, that's different. I don't necessarily like that you can just say, okay, I want to buy this armor that'll make me be able to do everything or something like that. Or I want to buy...
Depending on what game, a lot of it tends to be more cosmetic. Stuff.
Yeah. I don't mind cosmetic stuff. Like, if you want to spend some money to make yourself look unique, go for it. That's one thing I like about League of Legends.
It doesn't change the game, it doesn't affect any other players.
Yeah. Like, League of Legends, the most thing you can spend money on is skins, and yeah, you can unlock the characters. so you're not limited to the weekly characters. But it doesn't
change much.
Yeah.
You're still with the character.
Yeah, and it doesn't make the character any stronger. It's still the same character that anybody else can get by just playing the game. Whereas some games, like a lot of games on your phone, you can play for 5 minutes and be better than someone who's played for 3 hours just by spending $5 or something like that.
Oh, I know a lot of games like that.
Pretty much every phone game. Shit like that. Pretty much every phone game. So, like that's my pet peeve about the pay to win games. Like, oh, my network is having a. Why is OBS going so crazy with uploads?
Do you have anything running in the background? Or
no, it's OBS's upload rates are going crazy. Like right now, I'm running 6 megabytes or about 5 megabytes a second upload. But it's spiked to 10 megabytes. It shouldn't need 10 megabytes upload. It should be about, 6,000 kilobytes a second is an average upload for this stream. I've never seen it spike above 6. Maybe the occasional time it would spike up to 7 or 8. But it was just going up to 10, which is why I keep dropping frames. So I don't know what's going on. My resolution settings have all been reset since I went to Windows 11, so...
I didn't do it.
Yeah. I got a lot of things to do. But yeah.
Has nothing to do with me on Minecraft.
Anybody got... Yeah. I don't think it does. I don't think my computer's bogged down.
Yes.
Let's see what's going on.
What I'm doing.
I don't even see...
Hello?
Damn it, Kian. I forgot when I go onto I open up Task Manager to see if Stefan's trying to break my computer, and he's not. I don't even see... Oh, I sort of see it. It's using memory. It's not using any RAM or any CPU. And in comparison, it's using less CPU than OBS. What?
There's a magic cap in a cave.
Yes. They do that, and they jump around really quick. Very, very, very quick.
It seems to be having a heart.
Yeah. So anybody got any gaming news? Anything going on? Like, any new games that are coming out, or expansions of games that are coming out that we want to talk about?
I read something the other day, and I can't remember what it was about.
I know Stefan's really wants to try the new Minecraft that came out, but we can just not be asked about it.
Oh, I mean,
The 1. Deep Dark 18. Or whatever it is, yeah.
I want to. Stop doing magic cap.
I want to, but I just can't be asked doing the whole grind for the beginning of the game.
I just can't be bothered to move that in a minute.
And the worst part is, like, you can't even use your old worlds because you need to generate a brand new world. It's like, unless you want to just like
a retarded amount of distance.
Yeah.
Have it so you had a world barred at a certain point, so nothing got loaded after that point.
Yeah, or only build in certain set of chunks and then just save those chunks and then have the rest of the world generate after that. Like,
you can do that.
But then you get these weird lines and stuff in the world, and it's just like, it kind of ruins the whole immersion of the game.
I know, like, Hermitcraft do stuff like that for, especially when Shulkers didn't spawn, because now you can spawn shulkers.
Yeah.
You used to have to basically reload, basically take the server and basically reset the server back to you've just killed a dragon, basically.
Yeah.
But a certain chunk, because they'd be.
And I think you lagged out, but okay.
And we lost the bomb.
Yeah. So that was for that happened with you too, right? It wasn't just me that time. It was just like,
no, I hear.
Okay, I was like, am I like? I'm looking around and panicking. I'm like, my drop frames aren't going up. My upload's not hurting. So Okay, that one. I think it's Discord. I honestly think Discord's just having a, like you said at the beginning, I think it's Discord that's having problems right now. So we're having a little bit of technical difficulties with the internet. Could be internet with the UK. Maybe that's all your networks are overheating.
In Canada.
Your networks can't handle the heat. But, oh, there's a big spike. I had a spike now.
Spiky spike!
Still having a spike. There we go, it's recovering. Dropped frames, oh no.
Strange enough, I can tell you when you're gonna have a spike, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I lag in Minecraft about 2 minutes before you seem to notice.
Yeah. It's because I'm running at the limit of my upload for my network. So, basically, anybody trying to connect to my server is screwed when I'm doing it, because literally I'm running at my limit to my upload. And unfortunately, with the company that I'm with now, they don't give me the crazy upload that my last company gave me. My last company, when I was in the main city, gave me crazy high upload and crazy high download. Whereas now I just have crazy high download and very little upload, actually. But it works. It's enough. So, yeah, I don't think...
Well, I hope we will have satellite internet as a standard very soon.
The issue is with that is there's a high ping on it. Like, there's quite high latency.
Well, they will improve it over time, isn't it?
The issue is, it's how can you improve it? It's the speed of light. It's going so far.
They will.
It's going so far, unless they get like faster than light information transfer, they'll never really beat that.
I'll just give them time. They will.
I give Elon Musk time. He'll just project the internet into your mind at some point.
Oh my God! There's Elden Ring news. Has anybody played Elden Ring? I love how Stefan says nope and it doesn't mean his camera hadn't even moved. Oh well.
Nope.
Apparently an Elden Ring player beat Radahn before he can reach his meteor phase. So I'm assuming it's like a boss and he got killed so fast that he didn't even get to go into one of his phases.
Where is this? What is this?
I'll send the link. Copy the link. Put it in the chat.
Put it in your pocket.
Put it in
the channel chat.
I can't do that. It's in Twitch chat.
Oh God.
So Darius, this sounds like it might have affected you. But apparently there's a class action lawsuit filed against Sony for the PS5 defect.
I have not heard about anything. And I definitely don't have any issues with mine.
The PlayStation 5, despite being launched during a global chip shortage and a pandemic, is proving to be a hit with high sales. However, the next generation of console hardware faces controversy as players claim Sony is hiding a defect in the system. Approaching 2 years since its launch, PlayStation 5 has received many updates of the system software to fix a wide range of issues. Most recently, an update added settings to configure system's audio low latency mode for lag reduction.
You don't tend to place lag restriction on the... There you go.
Whoop! I heard your police. It's the sound of the police! Whoop, whoop! The sound
that
of the beast.
That's my area.
So, the plaintiff accuses Sony of avoiding disclosing a defect that supposedly causes the system to shut down during gameplay, resulting in loss of progress. The suit alleges that Sony is not only aware of the problem, but also knowingly has sold millions of PS5s with the same issue. Has your PlayStation ever shut down while you were playing?
No.
Then maybe this guy's just an idiot. I don't know.
I heard they had the issue with the controller.
Yeah, Sony is no stranger to class action lawsuits for defective hardware. Last year, the stick drift defect in DualSense controllers was the target. So, I don't know. Maybe it's one fucking system that's having a problem, and this guy's trying to say that a lot of people are having it. Maybe it's a reasonably common problem, but
yeah,
not.
You have to consider. Yeah, you have to consider how many they have sold and how many percentage of people they have. If it's anything around 3%, that's no issue. 5%, that's something which they might look into it. And above the 5%, that's when it's starting to be an issue.
I wish Virgin Media went down that line.
Hey, this is something that is this is something that's kind of interesting. I know none of us can afford this vehicle, but if you ever can afford a Tesla, Elon Musk says that Steam games could be coming to the Tesla vehicles. So when you're charging at a charge station, you can actually start playing some of your Steam games. That'd be kind of
some Steam.
What's that?
Yeah, it's called pull out your Steam Deck.
Yeah, I guess if you can afford a Tesla, you could afford a Steam Deck too. But
well, hey, if I can have a built-in, sorry guys, if I can have a built-in big screen in the Tesla and sit comfortably in the car and play it.
There's a very big screen in the Tesla already.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's called your front screen. You don't need it for anything else. AI drives you everywhere.
Yeah. So, Stefan, have you heard of Soulframe?
Yes.
The MMORPG that Warframe developers are announcing?
Yes.
I haven't. So
I'm the one who mentioned this when they took the actual rights for the name. And that was like months ago.
Actually, I do remember you saying something about Soulframe, but you said you didn't know what they were doing with it.
Yeah, no one was sure what they were doing with it. It was all questions about, is it going to be like a Souls game, but in the universe of Warframe?
Well, it looks like it's going to be a free-to-play... Oh, no. They're talking about Warframe right there. The studio announces Soulframe, an all-new production that may be its next major focus. Though it's still not fully clear whether Soulframe is set in the universe of Warframe itself. Soulframe is an environmentalist MMORPG that aims to deliver slow and heavy melee combat in an ever-changing world that seems to be reactant to some type of industrial development.
And it kind of sounds like it's Warframe before the Oricon shit happened.
Sounds like it.
To me, it's more sounds like Dark Souls in the MMO universe. So, we'll see. I'm not looking forward to it anyway.
Oh, we're going to lose the what the fuck Blizzard.
Why, Blizzard die?
No.
Probably keeping it.
There's apparently the acquisition of Activision Blizzard could be finalized soon. Nearly $70 billion would bring many popular games, including Call of Duty, into the roster of titles, while Microsoft and Xbox platforms have yet to officially gain ownership of Activision Blizzard. A finalized deal is expected... Oh, wait, this is not the what the fuck Blizzard. This is the acquisition. I misread it.
This isn't the what you fuck Blizzard. It's, do you want to buy Blizzard?
This is Microsoft buying out. It's finally getting almost finalized. It's only taken... How long? Early 2022. So, like 7 months or so. So it's finally going to get finalized now.
Well, I assume it's still going to be like another few months.
It'll probably be by the end of the year. By Christmas time or something.
I think it'll be next year.
I think by Christmas they'll have it.
I think it depends.
I think they're waiting on all the lawsuits and stuff.
I'm going to buy that as well. Elon Musk likes to buy stuff, so he might buy it.
Yeah, but he also likes to back out of deals, too.
I have heard about the Twitter thing.
Fall Guys devs addressing accidental in-game purchase refunding for all requests made. How do you accidentally buy stuff in-game?
By the sounds of it, it's more like they just gave a refund for it, no matter what.
Yeah, no, but I'm wondering how you accidentally buy. I guess once you have your card on it, it's pretty easy to.
It might not.
Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout recently made the transition from being a paid game to free to play. Subsequently, I was playing it yesterday, actually. Oh yeah, that's something I played.
I know what this is going to be about. This is going to be people now claiming for things for the game, so you know it's now free to play.
Yeah, no. It's within the first few days, Fall Guys free to play version amassed over 20 million players, while also releasing on Xbox and Nintendo Switch consoles. While there were some issues upon release of this new version, developers still saw plenty of success in the transition. Recently, players have reported a bug involving in-game cosmetic store for Fall Guys. And I've seen how easily it is to buy, like, basically what they're saying is, I'm assuming all the people that paid for the game got their money back in in-game currency. There's two types of currencies in-game. There's the paid currency, and then there's the playtime currency. Like, basically, if you complete the quests and the dailies and stuff like that, you get your in-game currency. Mm-hmm. And it looks like when you're in the shop, it's really hard to tell whether or not you're buying premium content or in-game content. And I'm guessing a lot of people are buying the wrong ones and wasting all their premium currency, so they're just giving it back, taking away whatever they got and giving it back. Yeah, that looks like what it is.
I'm Terry. Terry did it.
I never managed to buy anything with the premium currency because I don't have any. Haha.
That's the reason we blame you.
Neither do I. I never bought anything. What about you, Stefan?
I don't play the game, so I win.
I actually.
No, you did play at some point. Fall Guys. Have you tried it after they switched to free to play?
Nope. I've never played it.
Okay.
I played Fall Guys. I was playing Fall Guys yesterday.
Yep.
I
watch people play Fall Guys. I do not play Fall Guys.
I wanted to play it when Ryan was playing it, but I didn't feel like paying for it.
I can't be trusted to play.
Why can't you be trusted?
The game just grabbing you a lot and trying to drag you down.
Hey, I think that game's hilariously fun. So.
Oh, yes. It is. Especially if you're playing, like, you know, in a team with friends.
I have not got to play with anybody because nobody wants to play with me. So I played all by myself. But anyways, I enjoy the game. And it's nice that they're actually giving refunds for the requests. Because, yeah, we've all been in a position where we've bought something that we thought would be something or accidentally bought something. Like, I've done that in League of Legends, where I accidentally bought something that I thought was going to be non-premium currency, and it was premium currency, and it was kind of annoying. So Anyways, that's all I can find for the news right now. And we're coming up to our 1 hour anyways.
Oh, so, I've got one.
What's that?
I have one.
Oh, perfect. All right. That'll give us the full hour.
Yeah, in retrospect, you know all those loot boxes in the game?
Yeah.
Yes, they're classed as gambling.
They are classed as gambling. However, so far, at this moment, British government is leaving it as it is, without any legislations, without any actual laws against it or for it. However, they did make a statement that this have to be addressed and regulated by the actual companies, which mean the developers. If they will not do this in the near future, then the government will look into it one more time, and then there might be some new laws. And
it's going through at the minute. They don't have time to deal with shit like that.
So you said loot boxes kind of thing? Like loot ones boxes that you buy?
Yeah.
Yeah, loot boxes and loot crates. Basically,
they did agree it is classified as gambling, and it should not be accessible for the kids. However, at the moment, they're not putting any laws for it. But they are telling the developers that please change your policies how people can purchase it.
In other words, all I'm getting from this is basically any game with a loot crate system classed as gambling will be classed as an 18 or 20 year, a 21 game when it comes to England.
Not yet, but that's what they're saying. Yes. If they will not change
and go done.
If they will not change any ways of how you're purchasing these loot boxes, that's I think where it's going to be.
Yeah, I think the only way to get around it would be to make it so that it's an in-game currency, not a real life currency.
No, I just take the age limit on the games higher, because parents are still going to buy kids the games, and then it's the parents.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I'd do. You're doing what the government told you. Like, well, we put the age limit saying it should be for 18 to 21 year olds. I forget what the age for gambling here is. I'm pretty sure it's 18.
But, usually 18.
It's like, well, we put it to 18. It's not our fault that these parents that are 30, 40 are letting their 2 year old play.
And buy
with their credit card.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was it. I think that's the news, and I think that's the podcast.
Yeah. So, if you like what you see, like, share, follow, subscribe. We have these uploaded to YouTube every week, and we are live almost every day of the week doing something. Like this week, we added a brand new feature of D&D.
And it should return next week.
Hopefully. We also do audio versions of this podcast. If you don't want to see our ugly mugs, you can find audio versions just about everywhere you get a podcast.
Get off of that.
And yeah. Thank you everybody for watching. Have a good one.